So again, he doesn't have the votes. He doesn't have 60 votes. What do you need to change the rule here and enforce the talking filibuster? Do you need to change the rule?
No rule change is required. No rule change whatsoever is required. And I cannot emphasize this enough, Laura. This is entirely within the Senate rules. In fact, this has been something that has been part of the Senate's culture since 1789, since the moment the Senate was created and it sprang into existence. This is something that we can do without changing a single rule or a single precedent. And it's something that we must do in this instance. Look, the zombie filibuster, as I refer to it, is the filibuster that we allow, that allows people to have the benefits of the filibuster without doing anything. They can be asleep, they can be in a bar, they can be on some Caribbean island drinking drinks with umbrellas in them. That is not a procedure that we ought to allow here. Not on this bill, not where the fate of the republic is on the line.
Well,
not where the will and wish of 85% of the American people are aligned with this. We've got to do it. Now, as of last week, I don't doubt that he had doubts about his support for the talking filibuster. It's still not too late. We can still do it, and we must do it.